from Washington, D.C., and thank you, Chair Ford, for the floor. And thank you, my distinguished colleagues, for your presentations this morning and your participation during the sessions. I bring you greetings from the HUD Secretary, Secretary Marsha Fudge, and the Deputy Secretary, Adrian Todman. In this brief time, I want to draw your attention to just a few projects we have underway here at HUD. And these projects actually align with the report submitted to the Secretary General. Specifically, I want to talk about 3D concrete printing. So HUD currently is conducting research with the Housing Innovation Lab located in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. to explore different ways of using 3D concrete printing in the construction process. Once completed, we hope that we will provide information to the industries on best practices for incorporating 3D printing in terms of concrete walls, installing doors and windows, running electrical, and attaching roofs. I also want to draw your attention to digitalization of the operation and manufacturing process. Specifically, we have a project underway with a university and a nonprofit sustainable energy company that is using simulation models to aid in the integration of lean manufacturing principles in a modular housing factory. Specifically, we are thinking that we should be leaning in on strategies to actually integrate solar panels and battery storage during the construction process in the factory, rather than on site after the house has been erected. So that's another project. And given the time, I'm going to just mention one last project here, or two last projects here, specifically around natural disasters. In partnership with leading industry and academic experts in the field of disaster preparedness and mitigation, HUD is currently sponsoring the development of a guidebook entitled Site Planning for Disaster Mitigation that will assess lessons learned from recent preparedness planning and mitigation efforts ahead of natural disasters. As you know, we have been experiencing natural disasters in areas that we had not anticipated. So we're hoping that this guidebook will actually help communities as they plan for mitigation and preparedness activities. And we plan on working with three communities to test out the guidebook. And finally, in the report submitted to the Secretary General under suggestions for considerations, I want to highlight work the HUD is doing under urban digital transformation. Specifically, we serve some of the most socially and economically vulnerable populations in this country. And so we're working to figure out the costs associated with improving broadband in their homes. And so we will be working with researchers to understand not only the need for and strategies for actually increasing access to digital equity in low-income communities. We will also be assessing the needs of special populations like elderly, and families with children, as well as residents in rural communities and in indigenous communities of American Indians, Alaska Natives, and Hawaiian Natives. In closing, I welcome the opportunity to engage agencies with a similar focus on housing and community development. There is so much learning we can do together. Thank you.